Welcome to Radio Sports Page. We're joined now by Norwalk senior hurdler Kate Desmond. And Kate helped lead the Warrior girls track team to a fourth place finish at last night's Little Hawkeye Conference meet in Pella. She ran a leg of the conference champion shuttle hurdle relay and also broke her own school record in the 100 meter hurdles, placing second with a time of 15.67 seconds. Kate, when you look back 10 years from now, how much you gonna, or what's your thoughts gonna be on your final conference track meet?
I definitely think that I will miss it. I personally love hurdles, but I'm going to college for cheer instead.
Okay. You still got a few meets left of your high school career. How was that wind last night? Was it in your face? Was it at your back, on the side? I know it's been really windy this week.
Yeah, it was very windy. I was going towards it, so it was at my face. And I definitely was slower, but I still three-stepped all of the hurdles.
Okay, and that was also true in the 100-meter hurdles where you ran the faster time?
It was at my back at that time.
Oh, okay. Do you have a preference? I mean, some people maybe like running into a little bit of a wind, not a huge wind, but...
I like it when it's at my back because then it helps push me a little bit more.
Tell me about the shuttle. You guys have had a lot of wins in that this year. Who are some of the other girls that have run in that event with you, and how much do you enjoy the shuttle?
I love the shuttle so much, and I love the girls that... are with me. I have Shay Ung, Kira Arnold, and then Chloe Martin. We're all seniors this year.
Does that make it extra special when you're all in the same class like that and you've been competing together for a while?
Yes, definitely.
Do you have a preference in that event? Do you like to lead it off or anchor it?
I like to lead it off.
You're a pace setter then, set the tone for the rest of the race. And then the 100 hurdles last night, you took about 3 or 4 tenths of a second off your season best. You mentioned you had the wind at your back. What else was working for you, though, last night in that race?
I got out at the blocks really quick, so that was good. And I snapped my trail leg down, and it was very helpful that I have a supportive team.
What's the biggest key for you meet to meet in that race? You know, what's always the biggest factor in how you run?
Definitely my up-downs with Chloe Martin.
Okay, she gets you. She helps get you pumped up for each race?
Yes.
And you mainly stick to the hurdles, or have you been running some other events as well in the sprints or the relays?
I have just stuck to hurdles this year.
Have you run other events in the past?
Yes. In eighth grade, I ran the 800, and in freshman year, I was a sprinter in the 100.
When did you first realize that you were a hurdler, that was going to be kind of your calling card?
Weedman actually helped me because I was about to quit because I was so stressed with cheer and my other sports. And then she's like, just try hurdles, just try it. And she kept nagging at me, and I was like, okay, fine, I'll try it. And I actually ended up loving it.
Yeah, those track coaches, once in a while, they can kind of, they sense things. They know what you're going to be good at. So Michelle Weedman... Yeah. Was on track for that one. What do you enjoy most about the hurdles overall?
I would say just kind of the adrenaline that it brings.
Yeah, because it's fast-paced. It's exciting to watch. I mean, there's a little danger involved of falling and that kind of thing, so I guess it would get your adrenaline up.
Oh, yeah.
So what other activities are you involved in at Norwalk? I know you're on the bowling team. You mentioned cheering. What other sports have you played?
Track and volleyball.
And like you mentioned before, you're going to be on the cheer squad at Iowa State. I understand you were kind of going back and forth between Drake and prom and tryouts up there. You made the team. What was that process like, and how thrilled are you to be a part of that this fall?
I am so excited. All of the stars aligned for me. It was perfect, and I got on time for everything. I did lose a lot of sleep, but it was definitely worth it.
For sure, for sure. And so now back to track. You got a home meet on Thursday at Norwalk there, and then the focus shifts to the state qualifying meet and hopefully the state meet the week to follow. How do you want to finish off your track career here the next couple of weeks?
I'm hoping to make it to state for both shuttle and 100 hurdles and place pretty well in both of those.
Do you have any times in mind for either race?
For our shuttle, I'm hoping we beat the school record and get a 107. And then for 100 hurdles, I'm hoping to beat my record again with a 15.3.
Okay, so that's taking another 3 or 4 tenths off, and we wish you luck on that. Hopefully the weather's great for both of those meets, and great results to come. We thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.